So we're going to spend some time appreciating water, appreciating the vibration of water and the life in water and the vibration of water, and talk to the water. So we'll start with some gratitude to the water and thank the water for the blessings and for all the work it does on the planet and for all the work it does in our bodies and in our lives and for all the beauty it brings to the planet as well as the practical and for the various formations it shows up in, liquid, ice, snow, and for the crystal nature that's in water and the messages that water carry and the awareness of keeping water positive and pure and for playing our role in that. So the water here is talking about healing, and by healing it means peace. It means bringing peace, and it means bringing peace to the cells in your body and peace to your mind and peace to your heart, and all else follows from that peace. And that peace is the choice, and peace is your reality when you choose. Peace has to be your reality when you choose. And if you speak to the water, you can bless the water and ask the water, when you're putting it into your body, to be for your highest good, and the water will do that. The water is your friend, and the water can even help to ground you. If you speak to the water in your body and speak to the water in the earth, it will help you align with your grounding with the earth.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Before we even begin, we wish to celebrate the healings that have occurred on this very spot. The epiphanies that have happened, the joy, the sadness, the feelings of connections to God right here. And that is why this place is special. And we have chosen it to give a very special kind of channeling. I want today's information to be complete. And here is the question. Cryon, you are in the land of fairies and little people. Is this true or not? It is such a stretch of the imagination for most of the planet to believe such things. Don't dance around the subject, Cryon. Give us a yes or a no. That's the question. I'll give you the answer, but I have to do a little dancing because it's Ireland. Let us look at this slowly, practically. Let us use logic, connect the dots. Let us look at whether this could be real or not. First of all, the entire nation is aware of it. The mainstream of Ireland is aware of it. And whether they believe it or have seen it, it has lasted for centuries. And so you know there must be core truth here in this. If it were fantasy, if it were marketing only, it would have not lasted near this long. And yet they all know. I bring up several things for you to look at. This is the dance. Approximately 70 years ago, reality started to shift when scientists discovered new realities. They discovered dimensionality in atomic structure. It went beyond that which human beings thought was real. It was so startling that even the scientist Einstein objected. He didn't understand the non-linearity of what was being suggested at all. that the atomic structure all around you is multidimensional. You live in only a piece of it. And we've said this before, you live in a beautiful, colorful world. And yet the human being is structured and built for black and white. Let me continue. What the scientists saw was how literally particles and objects could appear and disappear. How they might be in two places at the same time. How the very laws that you depend upon to see things, to reflect light, change with multidimensionality. Now, dear ones, I want you to get this clearly. This is not something that belongs in experiments. This is all reality. And what they discovered was that everything is in multi-dimensions. Everything. The human being is designed to be linear. Gaia is not. In a few months, my partner has been guided to go with scientists and others to the largest multidimensional experiment on the planet called CERN. And there they take the atomic structure apart to see if they can discover more of the multidimensionality they know is there. A tremendous investment has been made in what they know is there. Am I dancing hard enough yet? 150 years ago, two men in particular postulated and worked on an amazing idea that there are things you could not see that created disease, infection, that the world simply was crawling with little things that you could not see. Surgeries in those days had a 55% cure rate. Anytime a doctor opened a human being, only half survived. Until these two men proved something. Along came the microscope and germs were discovered. If you couldn't see them, they didn't exist. And the entire medical community and the planet was in black and white medically. And the microscope came and suddenly there was color. And you see the metaphor. And they understood that out of sight there were things. There's more. There's much more. We can talk about so many things that point to the fact that out of Gaia comes multidimensionality. Let us go to that which is scripture for a moment. How many times had humans seen apparitions, had seen the angels, and reported on them? How many times in scriptures have the angels reported that when they came, they said to the humans, "Don't fear us, we're fine." Do you doubt that which you read in scripture? Even the ancients, do you doubt that the burning bush was seen, or was it a typo in scripture? History is filled with this, seeing things out of 3D. Is common among many human beings. And that's what we want to tell you about. We are not going to revisit why this space above Ireland is so different, why Gaia opens up so differently. We gave that channel a bit ago. Review it if you wish, to know why it is in this area Gaia is so much stronger when it comes to pouring out that which is multidimensionality. Now here it is. You should listen clearly. What happens when humanity is able to see multidimensional things? It is not linear. And therefore, the human being's brain linearizes it to make sense of it. We have stood near Mount Shasta, and we have given channel after channel. There have been those who've gone up on the mountain, even at night, and seen the lights. How do you explain that? But this is Ireland. You don't have to go to a mountain. It's always here. It is here 10 times where anywhere on the planet. And when human beings feel this and see this, even at night, they claim perhaps divas or fairies or angels, because the human mind will linearize these things to make them work for them. They are real. The answer is yes. Now, I want you to look at the attributes of what they see. If it's little people, if it's fairies, if it's anything here, it is always associated with Gaia, always. Whether it's the trees or the wind or the air or the ground, it is always associated with Gaia. It didn't come down from the sky. It came up from the earth. That ought to tell you. It's Gaia producing multidimensional energies right here, right where you stand, right now. Those of you who are open enough can see these things if you give intent. And then look at this attribute. Are they monsters? No. Are they huge? No. They're always benevolent and friendly and happy. Did you notice? This is a metaphor from Gaia, however you linearize it. Whether you give them skin and wings or make them look a certain way or put clothes on them, or if they're just lights or they're divas in the forest, all of them are benevolent to humanity. All of them. The metaphor is clear. And the answer is yes, yes, and yes. The invitation, especially in this place, in this land, is to open your eyes and see in color. You're surrounded with a colorful world. Get out of black and white. Allow yourself to feel and see it. And then posture what you have seen and felt as you speak to other people so they understand it was real. Not imaginary. But blessed, you're in the land where things appear, where Gaia can speak and you can see it. The answer is yes. And so it is.